97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley on the line. Johnny, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. Doing good.
Where am I catching you this morning?
Just doing my calisthenics before I head over to the set.
Nice, man. Of course, we're talking about Skating with the Stars Monday, Tuesday nights on ABC. Being the fact that you've been a skier your entire life, what drew you to skating? Was it all the hot chickies that you dealt with when you went to the Olympics, or what was the deal?
Yeah, I mean, the figure skating ladies are, you know, when we used to train in Lake Placid, we always looked forward to the figure skating shows coming into town, that's for sure. But, it wasn't so much that. It was the idea that I'd be able to learn how to do some awesome skating. And the people who do Dancing with the Stars look like they had a great time. So those two things combined made it a no-brainer.
Absolutely. Johnny Mosley paired with Brooke as part of Skating with the Stars. Of course, Sean Young's already been eliminated. Bethany Frankel, Brandon Michael Smith, Rebecca, and of course, Vince Neil. Of course, Vince Neil is just kind of Vince Neil being out there. Was it harder than you thought?
It was a lot harder than I thought in general, particularly the dancing part. And, you know, I'm used to figuring things out technically, like from skiing. You know, I can pick things up pretty quick with regards to, you know, in theory, how a skate's supposed to turn, like what that's supposed to look like, how my body's supposed to be. But actually trying to have some rhythm while on skates is very, very difficult. Like, that's the most surprising thing.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Johnny Mosley, Skating with the Stars, Monday, Tuesday nights on ABC, and, of course, johnnymosley.com. How awkward was it the first time you had to put your hands in certain spots on her?
Awkward? Not at all.
What's it? Are you?
Never been an awkward moment there.
You're a married fella, right? You're a married fella, right?
I am. Yeah.
How did the wife feel about this whole, you know, doing the skating thing and then realizing you'll be doing couples and, you know, your hands will be and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that I'm going to L.A. for 6 weeks to hang out with this 24-year-old girl, and by the way, she wears almost nothing, and we'll be dancing together every day for 5 hours, so it doesn't cause any friction at all.
No, not at all.
No, it's been all good. She fully understands the situation, and, you know, it's sort of, we're just working through routines out there. It's just, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, yeah, you do, there is no shyness about any kind. When you've got someone over your shoulder and you're trying to put them down gently on the ice, you're not really concerned where you're grabbing them. You're just trying to make sure you don't smash their head open.
Absolutely. It's Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medalist, Skating with the Stars, Monday, Tuesday nights on ABC. Website, johnnymosley.com. Now, you said when you were training for the Olympics, you did it up in Lake Placid. Explain the, getting ready for the Olympics kind of a deal. How much time did you spend in Lake Placid? I mean, that's a stone's throw from here. Explain the schedule, how much time you spent up there, like what amount of time, you know, like when you were getting ready for that.
Yeah. I mean, Olympics are, skiers live a weird life because we don't really plant too long in one place. But the places we do spend a significant amount of time are usually Lake Placid, like, because it's the only training center that actually has a ski hill near it. So,
okay.
I would spend a month or two in the summer out there training on the water ramps and the jumps, and I would be back there probably, you know, 3 separate weeks during the winter for competitions, for testing, particularly in the Olympic year. We did, before Nagano, we actually prepped there for like 2 weeks before we got on the plane out to Nagano. So I have a lot of fondness for that place. It's a great, great town.
And I've heard stories. I've talked to other Olympic athletes. Once you get done, and obviously this is pre-wife, it's a party. Once you get done with your events and you're done competing, it's like an international party, right?
The Olympic Village. I've heard that is the case.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I've heard that it's totally out of control, and I would love to give you some more stories about that, but I can tell you, like, my Olympic experience in 98, you know, I was a favorite. I had won all the competitions going in.
Right.
Like, it was all business. I literally flew in, st- stayed next to the very near. I didn't even stay in the Olympic Village. I stayed right next to the hill where I was training because the village is an hour away from, you know, now these new Olympics, right? They take place over like a huge metropolitan area, right? So I stayed up there. I trained, literally like in a country cabin, trained, didn't even go to opening ceremonies because it was 2 days before my event and I didn't want to screw up my schedule. And then competed, won, literally like went over, you know, partied all night, went on like some morning Letterman in the morning, which was evening over here, and then all of a sudden I was like big time back at home, so I flew home and started capitalizing on that.
Yeah,
so
you flew home.
I really didn't have time to capitalize on the other things.
Okay, so let me paraphrase. You flew to Nagano.
Yeah.
You trained like you were Rocky Balboa in Rocky IV when he took on the Russian.
Yes.
You went down the hill. You won a gold medal,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden you flew home and started making money.
I did. That's exactly what I did. Now I did, you know, and so I really didn't experience that Olympic Village, whatever they ran out of condoms thing. Yeah, and then when I went back in, '02, I did go to opening ceremonies in '02, but did not experience the rest of it. I was pretty much married at that point.
Absolutely.
So.
It's Johnny Mosley, Skating with the Stars, Mondays, Tuesday nights on ABC, johnnymosley.com. This may sound weird, but I thought that you were fantastic when you hosted Real World Rose Rules Challenge. I thought you were really good at it.
Oh, thanks, man.
Going into something like that, did you have any, because that's outside of your, you know, your comfort zone. You know, did you have any preconceived notions or any hesitations going into that?
Well, I'll tell you what did it for me. I'll tell you how I got that job. I had just finished the O2 Olympics, right?
Right.
And it was right before I was about to compete, and they called and said, "Hey, can you host Saturday Night Live to in conjunction with, you know, to promote the Olympics?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, that's awesome!"
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I just finished the Olympics, so like literally after you do the Olympics, there's nothing more nerve wracking than the Olympics. So I was in New York doing Saturday Night Live, having an awesome time. And like right as that ended, the MTV called and said, "Hey, we just saw you on Saturday Night Live. We want you to come in and test for us. We got a show." And so I went in and I talked in front of the camera, and they hired me. And it wasn't even so much the job. Of course, it was like, "We want you to host the Real World stuff." And I was like, "Oh, geez, that's crazy. That's an uncomfortable show to watch."
Right.
And even though it's great. but they said, "You know, we're sending you to Montego Bay, Jamaica for 5 weeks, and, you know, you're working 4 days a week." I was like, "Sweet, I'm in." So, and yeah, that kind of got me roped in. And, of course, the cast mercilessly made fun of me my first, like, 10, you know, because they used to call me, like, 10-take Johnny, you know, because I had never done that type of stuff before.
Right.
And they're a rough crowd, you know. They just, like, I would mess up a line, and they'd just, you know, because I had to explain the rules. It's a pretty simple job, you know. Hey, welcome to your next challenge, and here's the rules. And I'd muff a line, and we'd have to retake, and they would tease me mercilessly.
And
so,
of course, well, that's
it was good practice.
Absolutely, and of course, they're famous for being, you know, for being hard, you know, for being a-holes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
they all are the most, you know, have a whole library of good cuts.
An all-star take list of you.
They are, exactly. They know how to. They know how to get you, those guys.
It's Johnny Mosley, Skating with the Stars, Monday and Tuesday nights on ABC. Make sure you're voting for him. Cool dude. I know you got to get going. I appreciate the time, especially on show day. But one thing before you go, it's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
All right.
All right, Johnny Mosley. Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Mad Men, Entourage, Californication. Is that show still even on?
Favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child. That's a good one. The welder.
You're at the bar. You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Oh, drink of choice at the bar. Manhattan.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Days of Thunder.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Calves.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult. Okay. Let's see. Sailboat.
Nice. It's Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medalist, Skating with the Stars, Monday, Tuesday nights on ABC, and of course, johnnymosley.com. Do you Facebook, do you Twitter, do you all that stuff, or no?
Yeah. My handle at Twitter is at Johnny Mosley, no H, J-O-N-N-Y-M-O-S-E-L-E-Y. Facebook and all that.
We're gonna hook up on Twitter. Thank you so much for the time, dude. It's one of those, you know, if you end up in Lake Placid again, make sure you tweet that you are, and maybe we can hook up. We'll have a beer, man, because you're wicked cool.
That'd be cool. I'd love that.
All right, man. Johnny Mosley, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.